Blog Talk Radio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number 855-453. It's SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we give you there. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. $5, $6, $7, $8 a month, man. We do it free. You can get all kinds of features that they probably don't even have behind their paywall. For free. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. All right. So, bottled water. It's summertime, and pretty much everywhere it's hot. I mean, I was just down in Florida for a couple of days, and it's not really any hotter there than it is here in New Hampshire.
Really?
Not really. It's a little bit more oppressive because of the humidity that kind of comes in from the Gulf of Mexico there, but otherwise...
Does it get cool at night?
What, down in Florida?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's humid at night. I mean, it cools off.
Because I open my windows at night here, and one thing I've thought to myself during the summer is, glad I'm not in Florida.
It does tend to get a little cooler at nighttime. That's true in New Hampshire than it does in Florida. I'll give you that. But during the daytime, the temperatures in some cases have actually been a couple degrees cooler in Florida. But then again, as I say, it's a little bit more oppressive because of the extra humidity. Now, New Hampshire can be kind of a humid place as well. But
certainly not the Southwest.
Right. You don't have the ocean to factor in, at least not out in our part of New Hampshire here in the western side of the state. So, you know, it's hot everywhere, and when it's hot, you want to cool off, and having a bottle of water is a nice thing to, you know, it's convenient. They're good things to have, but apparently some governments say that that's not the case.
Yeah, this is from WorldNet Daily at WND.com. I did double-check, for those of you who find this to be a dubious website, I double-checked this. There's a news story at Fox News and another one that corroborates it someplace above topsecret.com, actually, corroborates it. So it says, Phoenix officials have until Friday to apologize for the actions of a code enforcement officer after he stopped Christians. This is WorldNet Daily. If this had been Muslims handing out bottled water, by the way,
they'd have been cheering it on.
Yeah, they'd have been saying that, oh, my God, they're trying to get people to drink Sharia law. But from handing out bottled waters, the city festival participants on a day that reached 112 degrees.
There were some Christians doing this at the local county fair. I was told by Keith and stuff, one of the activists of the year, 2009, for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, that they were giving away bottled water, and I forget which church it was, but some
it was the Gideons,
church.
Wasn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't recall which. That name is not what the name was.
Okay.
But people were giving away bottled water. I thought that's awfully nice. What a great idea. A good way to, you know, get people to stop for a moment and maybe look at their tracts.
Sure. And in this instance, let's see, apparently a legal team that fights for religious and civil rights is also demanding a commitment that the city will no longer interfere with the Christian group's acts of charity, according to a letter to the city from the Rutherford Institute.
Wait, hold on. They're stopped from giving away the bottled water?
That's correct.
But the group wants them to leave them alone at that point?
The group wants the city to leave alone the Christian group.
Right. Why would they do that?
Why would the city leave them alone?
Because
this group has gone after them. Because they've gotten national attention. Because they're Christians, for God's sake.
Gotcha.
As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter to me what these people's religion is or what, you know, why they're giving out water. I don't care. If you want to give out water at a festival, you should be able to do that.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, you should be able to give out pizza pie. I don't care.
Which festival was it again? I apologize.
They just said that it was a festival in Phoenix.
Got it.
So it says, going on here, it developed in July during a First Friday festival. I had forgotten that when I read through it originally. Dana Crow Smith was giving away free bottles of cold water to passersby on the public sidewalk as a means of exercising her Christian beliefs.
Hmm.
She was moved to offer the refreshment. There's so many quote marks here. To people at the festival who were braving the desert's scorching 112-degree heat, said the letter to the city attorney, Gary Verberg.
This woman could have saved a life.
Could have, I suppose. Either way, it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
According to Ms. Crow Smith, her group was approached by a neighborhood preservation inspector.
A neighborhood preservation inspector. Ma'am, I'm here with the NPI. the neighborhood preservation inspectors.
Dwayne Gearson, who told them that they were violating the Phoenix City Code by giving away water without a vendor's permit.
Man, this just is not neighborly. We are the neighborhood inspectors, and we're trying to preserve the neighborhood, and you are destroying the neighborhood by giving away free water.
I love how you need a vendor's permit to not vend things.
I mean, the definition of vending is to sell.
Right, right. I mean, it's ridiculous. The letter explains, in fact, Gearson insisted that giving away water was prohibited. The ban, however, violates several significant precedents, such as the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. I'm not sure where water giving, giving away water is.
What's the source of this story again? WorldNet Daily?
WorldNet Daily, yeah. The Arizona's Freedom of Religious Exercise Act.
Oh, I guess freedom of religion is what they're saying it's violating.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, I...
then, it's my religion to give out water to people.
Well,
Jesus gave out wine.
I want to know if the Rutherford Institute supports the Rastafarians' right to smoke pot.
Don't go out on a limb, Mark.
I'm just saying, if it's your right as a Christian to give away water, then it's your right as a Rastafarian to smoke pot.
Excellent. I agree with you completely.
And as far as I'm concerned, if it's your right as a Rastafarian to smoke pot, it's your right to do anything according to your religion.
It should be my right to smoke DMT.
Including sacrificing your children on an altar. I think religion, the freedom of religion is often used as a shield when, you know, real rights come into play. A person should be able to give away water because it's their water. They should be able to do it on a city street, because, especially at a festival, because that city street is being paid for by their tax dollars. It doesn't have anything to do with their religion. Are you telling me atheists shouldn't be able to give away water because they feel like it's the right thing to do? If this woman wasn't moved by God, she shouldn't be able to give away this water? That's a ridiculous argument. So, anyway, they just want to toss about the Constitution, I suppose. A woman in the city attorney's office declined to respond to WND's questions.
Shocking.
And phone calls requesting comment from the city's public information office were not returned in time for this report.
We've got information, and it's public, but we just don't feel like giving it to you.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. It's a violator of statutory and First Amendment rights to freely exercise her religion and 14th Amendment to due process. They were also unjustified under the code, city code itself. In fact, Phoenix City Code prohibits only vending on city sidewalks without a license. Sidewalk vending is defined as peddling, vending, selling, displaying, yep, offering for sale any item of tangible personal property or other things of value upon a sidewalk in the city of Phoenix. Now, I totally believe that this was a neighborhood preservation inspector,
yeah,
Dwayne Gearson, overstepped their bounds. I don't doubt that for a second, but... they write what they write down, and then it gets enforced the way it gets enforced.
Now, wait, I missed a detail. Do you recall she was cited for this or just threatened?
I think she was just threatened. She was told to go away.
So she ceased and she desisted. What would Jesus do? Would Jesus have just rolled over?
I suspect not.
Would Jesus have just done what this neighborhood inspector, this privacy or neighborhood preservation inspector told him to do?
I don't think he would have.
Because if Jesus believed that it was his mission... Now, I'm not questioning her faith or anything like that, but if Jesus believed it was his mission to give water to people, doggone it, wouldn't he do it to the point where he was crucified?
I think he would.
Yeah.
He certainly, and he also wouldn't demand an apology written out from the person at the city either. You know, I mean, like, the forgiveness wouldn't need that. One thing you'd necessarily need. So I think the religious argument here is completely spurious.
Yeah.
But I think this woman absolutely has the right to give away water. And it seems like under the law, she's allowed to do so, too. Just from what I'm reading here, it seems ludicrous that she'd need a vendor's permit to not vend.
There appear to be First Friday festivals in a number of different places.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a first Friday of the month kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is that the deal? Is it like every month they have
it's
one?
It's intended to get people downtown or to places where, you know, particular places in the city where they might come and enjoy themselves, spend a little money.
Well, presumably if there's another first Friday festival imminent here, coming up perhaps in September, this would be a great time to get out a young person, maybe have someone under the age of 10, go out and do the same thing. Give away some bottled water to some thirsty participants in the hot Phoenix sun or wherever it is that that you live, and take this on again and see if they'll pick on the little kid. Just, you know, just to find out if they're gonna preserve their neighborhood equally. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yet another reason not to live in Phoenix. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Toll-free number 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. You can enjoy them. We've got news updates. Get signed up. over at news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email. Also, you can get even more than just news over on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us on any one of those options. That's news.freetalklive.com.
You can join more than a million people who trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business or create a will or a living trust or even register a trademark. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. The Fortune magazine calls LegalZoom.com blessedly simple. I've used LegalZoom.com, and it was fast and easy to create my will over there. If you've got a family, you need a will. It's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL. You can save $10 on your order with coupon code FTL at LegalZoom.com.
So we're going to get right back into your phone calls, but just because I was curious, I never heard of a neighborhood preservation inspector before. This is the character who threatened a woman from she was giving away bottled water at a festival in Phoenix, just giving it away as, you know, a mission of Jesus or something like that, and told her that you can't do that in Phoenix, ma'am. We're trying to preserve a neighborhood here. Well, what is a neighborhood preservation inspector? I went ahead and did a Google, and turns out there are a lot of neighborhood preservation inspectors around the country. There's a job offering here over at governmentjobs.com, where St. Louis is looking to hire a neighborhood preservation inspector. You will perform reoccupancy inspections of existing structures and sites to determine compliance with applicable codes, ordinances, standards, plans, and specifications. They go on to talk about basically how it's a code enforcer. So essentially, it's a friendlier name for code enforcer is basically all it is.
It doesn't sound friendlier at all. It sounds Orwellian.
It sure does. Let's go to Cindy listening in Miley Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Cindy, where is Miley Beach? Yeah.
No, Miami Beach.
Oh, Miami Beach.
I just can't spell Miami.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You got to talk right into your phone. You sound a little muffled.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say that the way I became a libertarian is around 1982, I did a paper on the separation of church and state, and the early draft resistors in the United States of the, used the fact that they had a religion, even though it was just ethical culture, to fight being drafted. And the Supreme Court ruled in their favor. And a big source I used was John W. Whitehead. And he's a libertarian. He's the head of the Rutherford Institute. I think he's the founder. And he believes in speaking truth to power. And I believe that giving is a commandment, the way to show forth your love for God as a Christian. And by taking giving away from Christians, they're taking their tool, their religion away from them. And the First Amendment shows equal protection for Christians as well as non-Christians to exercise what they hold dear and what they believe through their actions. I mean, if you wipe out Christians' ability to act, to these little groups marching around, parading around like they're the... I bet you these people didn't even have official uniforms.
Who would have advocated... No one advocated wiping out Christians' right to do anything.
He's talking about the neighborhood property or the neighborhood preservation inspectors.
Did they have... Listen, I've been confronted in South Beach by these guys acting like the Gestapo. He acted like they were screaming at me, and he didn't even have a uniform. He looked like a... belong to a football stadium, you know, like the goal guy who said, oh, field goal, and I'm serious.
Well, a lot of code enforcers don't have a uniform. They're just, you know, business casual or whatever, and they'll go around, and they've got a badge, though, and they'll, you know, they've got some sort of...
If you need
official...
to see it, they'll show it to you.
Right. You know, I see where you're coming from, but ultimately... Yes, there is a First Amendment supposed protection for freedom of religion, but if the person who is being threatened doesn't stand their ground, then they're never going to have the chance to assert that particular... They're not asserting their rights. They're basically saying, okay, I'll just do whatever you say, Mr. NPI, Neighborhood Preservation Inspector.
Right.
So she should have stood her ground.
Mark, the man who came up to me was wearing... He had stripes, he was wearing shorts... He looked like he had a fat stomach, and he yelled at me, you obey me. He started screaming at me. He came at me with a... He had a stop sign with a, on a pole, and when he moved away, he was a...
Sounds like
God,
a lunatic.
You know what?
What were you doing? Why was he coming after you?
I was driving up Washington Avenue in South Beach, my taxi cab, and it was a towing, a valet place where they were towing, and they needed an official, government official, to authorize the towing, just like any bureaucracy. The guy, they were towing the guy away, and he went to talk. I stopped because the sign came up, and then he went to talk to the tow guy, and some guy behind me lightly tapped his horn, and I said, okay, I'll move, because he went away. And he came, jumped in front of my cab, and started screaming at me, "You obey me! You obey me when I say you!" I swear to God, South Beach had become a police state, and I saw a lot of evidence.
Oh, yeah, there's some scary stuff that goes on down there. Cindy, thanks for the call and the story. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, yeah, if you want to be able to stand, yep, in order to have rights, you have to exercise them. And it's nice to look at the Constitution and to revere some of the ideas that were placed in the Bill of Rights and to appreciate them. But ultimately, if you're not willing to stand up for them, then they don't exist. You have to be willing to go ahead and make a stand on your rights, and that means possibly going through the process of being arrested and put in a jail cell. Otherwise, you're just going along to get along, and then they're going to do whatever they want to you because they know you're just going to do what they say. And that's, you know, this woman was told, you can't give this bottled water away at this fair, open public event, this street festival thing.
Yeah, I think fair's pretty close.
You can't give this bottle of water away. And she said, okay, I don't like it, but I'm leaving because I don't want to put anything on the line. I don't want to risk my freedom to retain my freedom. And if you're not willing to risk anything, then you can't expect to retain anything. You can't, you know, risk equals reward. And I wish that the cops would leave people alone. I wish that they would respect these ideas of the First and Second and all the rest of the amendments. I wish they would, but they don't. And the only way that you'll ever have a chance of having that happen is by going ahead and standing up for what you believe in.
Yeah,
and Jesus would have.
In New Hampshire, it's Article 10 of the Constitution has the right to revolution. How are you ever, it's the strangest thing to put in the Constitution. How do you exercise this right?
Because
the government is a monopoly. They do not allow revolt.
The last time I brought it up in court, I was told that it wasn't appropriate.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't.
You don't
right
get to rebel. Sorry,
it wasn't right for that situation.
No rebelling for you.
But I am going to try it again here coming up soon. If the code enforcer doesn't back down on me, I'll probably put my entire house on the line and go ahead and take that 10th Amendment thing all the way to the Supreme Court, the right to revolution. So we may end up having to build another studio, Mark. Let's go to Nemi. She's listening in, presumably, New Hampshire. Nemi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm calling in about the story you're talking about, the neighborhood preservation inspector.
Yes.
Turns out we have those in New Hampshire, too.
In addition to code enforcers?
Well, it's code enforcement in Keene, but they also come in the form of, we call them hysterical societies.
Yes. If you want to tell me more about it, you can stand by. We'll come back in moments. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. These historic districts really burn me. They really do. Thankfully, the studio is just barely outside of a historic district.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Tell us your story about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there totally free. Got a terrible hum in my headphones. I don't know if you can hear that, Mark. Hang on. Let me turn your microphone on.
You turn my microphone on for me to hear anything. No, I hear no humming.
All right. So, anyway, we're going to continue here. We'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's go right into your calls and your thoughts here. Nemi is back on the line with us, and she wanted to tell us about the neighborhood, what was it, neighborhood preservation inspector, I think?
Yeah, you're talking about the neighborhood preservation inspectors tonight. And here in New England, we have something very pervasive called historical societies. And in the town where I grew up here in New Hampshire, there was actually an incredibly restrictive ordinance in the town where if you did not have clear or white light bulbs visible from the frontage of your property on your Christmas trees, if you had blue or red or purple or anything like that, you would be fined up to $100 per bulb, because that's how uptight they were about retaining or enforcing the quaint little New England town look and feel of the town where I grew up.
Because quaint New England towns only use clear or white bulbs.
That's correct. None of that.
Because boring is the way, is the official color scheme in New England, right?
Well, it's very white. It goes with the snow and the evergreens, and so very quaint and nauseating, in my opinion. But
I've got to say, we're driving downtown when they have the Christmas lights on and they're all white. I like the look, no doubt about it. But the idea that somebody can't put different color lights in their on their house because they live in some, you know, somebody drew a line around them and said that this was the historical zone is absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Ian had said just before the break that you guys are just outside the historical district in Keene, and what strikes me is hilarious, forgive me, but it it does not even look like a standard historical district in Keene. You know, they're not the big 17th century houses like there are in some of the older New England towns.
And this is one thing I thought. There are some beautiful historical houses in Keene, but they are preserving a lot of wooden
junk
rectangles historical buildings.
Well, but the idea of the people that are behind these historical societies or historic societies is that anything that's old is valuable. That as long as it's beyond a certain number of years old, then it's you can't touch it.
It's not old junk then.
Right. It's
valuable.
Right. It's just historic because it's old and therefore it must be kept as its current condition of old and crappy. And how dare you want to put
it's
new siding on? Or
and alternatively, you need to drop tens of thousands of dollars extra to restore it according to policies and procedures that have been established by this historical society, which isn't even established as a function of government.
This is a true statement. You have the option in the historical society to either let your property deteriorate, and that's fine in historical, or you can spend all kinds of extra money to make sure that it's restored in the ways that they say it needs to be restored. And God knows you can't make any additions or changes or updates or anything like that.
Right, you can't even paint the thing. You can't put in a new window.
In the town where I grew up, you were limited on the paint colors that you may choose. You guys know that in downtown Keene, there was a big hubbub when, A, we had a head shop move in, and then, B, that they painted their storefront yellow. OMG, yellow.
It wasn't the head shop that painted yellow. It was the local Mexican restaurant that was yellow. And yes, there were a lot of people that were very upset about the probably there was more people upset about the yellow paint job than the head shop.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. And every couple of years, you'll see this one piece of property that's in a historical district or has some historical reference, and there's some major drive. The New Hampshire Preservation Alliance comes out with the 7 to save every year, and that actually, in my opinion, is a little more relevant because they look at the entire state and they say, okay, here is an actual piece of property that has historical relevance that needs to be saved for XYZ reasons. Either the basement's flooding or the walls are rotting out or whatever, and whether people respond to that or not determines whether the building is saved or not. But
right, and that's what it comes down to, is if you want to save these buildings, you go and you buy them and turn them into historical places where people can view them, or you put families in them, or whatever it is you want to do. If you own them, as the landlord, you can both preserve them and put families in them. Whatever you want to do, it's yours.
You can do it.
To draw a circle on a map or, some polygon on a map, and then say, inside of this district, it's historical, and you'll do as we say.
Right,
that's tyranny.
Exactly. And
it's a tool of the state.
As I said, they're termed hysterical societies by some of the more cynically hearted like myself, because they do. They send out their ninnies and their bullies to come out and say, oh, my God, you have red lights in your windows. Oh, you know what? That's not an appropriate paint color inside this arbitrary line that we say means something historical.
You're pointing it out. Something really important is if the lights are viewable through your window, they have to be the right color.
There's a state representative here who I find to be a likable character. He's probably the best. He's the best rated of all the very poorly rated reps out here in Keene. When I say rated, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has a rating system. They rate every single state rep, all 400 of them, here based on their voting record as to how did they vote. Did they vote in a liberty-oriented way or not? I think this guy got a C, whereas everybody else in Keene's like D or F. And so he's like he's the best in Keene, but he's one of these historic
weed.
No, actually, it's Steve Lindsay.
Okay,
nice guy.
Yes, he is a nice guy.
I get along well.
Don't get me started on Steve.
Right, I'm friends with him on Facebook, and he's constantly posting articles about, oh my God, there's this old house, and somebody wants to turn it into a store and actually provide services to people. We can't have this. And then you take that, and it's really frustrating to just see that. It feels anti-progress.
Yeah.
It's old. Someone wants to do something new with it. They want to do something fresh. They want to change the appearance.
You want to build something new in this town, and you don't want to use bricks?
Yeah.
Well, that's blasphemous.
Good luck. Right.
Right. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Don't forget, you also can't have an electronic sign either.
The rotting 150-year-old husk of a structure that's there. I mean, you know, some of these places are ridiculous. There's an apartment complex made out of wood that has 15 units in it. It's one place here in Keene. I mean, my God, I'd never live in that thing to save my life. If somebody dropped a cigarette, everybody's dead.
And next door to it is a church, a red brick church that stands empty because nobody can afford to keep it up to code, but they also won't open it up to someone who wants to open a nightclub in it.
Yep. Oh, so, you know, and people are dealing with this stuff everywhere. You just happen to be calling from Keene. These ridiculous historic districts are all over the place.
Yep.
And the mindset
these
of...
These houses, by the way, never had toilets in them.
The mindset of, well, it shall not be changed, is this really, I think, terrible anti-progress mindset that is, I find it really disturbing. And the latest thing here in town is that there are some Luddites, these anti-progress Luddites, who are now not only anti-progress, but also apparently anti-technology, are now rallying against Verizon Wireless, who wants to build a tower up on the East Hill. Keene is in a valley, so it's surrounded by hills, and one of them is higher than the others, and so it's an ideal place to put a tower. In fact, there's already what they call a head end for Time Warner. This is the place where all the big satellite receiving dishes are, and they pull, you know, signals down for HBO. And
it's a giant, huge satellite thing up there on the hill.
Yeah, so
but
the
you
tower.
Can't put another cell phone tower next to it to provide the people of Keene with 4G.
The tower is already, there is a tower already on the hill, and basically the proposal is that the city owns a bunch of the hill, and they've, you know, they've zoned, there's some sort of zoning ordinance that says nothing shall be built on this hill because it must be kept in pristine condition. And so basically the proposal from Verizon is, look, we just want to cut down a few trees here. We just want to build a tower. We'll even make it look like a tree.
No. Oh, my God, I hate those. They don't look like trees, Ian.
I agree with you. They're silly. They're always higher than the tree line. They stick out like a sore thumb. But they're trying, you know, to appease these people. Like,
they can make it look
try.
Like they can make it look like Big Ben if they want to, which I think is, you know, makes more sense. I mean, make it, you know, at least try to spruce it up a little bit if that's what you want to do.
But these Luddites, they cannot come to grips with the idea that progress is a good thing, and that it, you know, if you have to cut down a few trees to have better service, and all of them probably have cell phones. But, you know, if you have to cut down a few trees, whoa, we can't have that. It will mar forever the view that we have of this hill if we can't see 100% or 99% trees. It's really frustrating. Emmy, thanks for the call. There's more coming up. You can share your thoughts at Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. SACL, CAI toll free line. Just a little bit of time left here in this particular episode. But, you know, if you don't get in tonight, you can always call any night. We do this thing 7 nights per week. So any old time you want to join us on the air about whatever's on your mind, we're here for you. 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Head over there and get interactive. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, as well as some other shopping links that we've just recently added. We added the gold.freetalklive.com link. I don't know if I got into LegalZoom, but I will get to LegalZoom. Got a lot on my plate trying to catch up from after this past weekend taking a vacation, and then, of course, the trial yesterday. So bear with me. But shop.freetalklive.com, you can link to Amazon through there, and Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, Amazon US. Take your pick, whichever one's best. Any way you go, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, Amazon probably sells it. They probably sell it at a really darn good price. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Now, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Maybe freedom's important to you. Maybe you like the idea of living in a place where people actually respect the rights of others, where freedom is something that is popular. Now, we haven't created that place yet, but we're working on it.
Freedom's popular in New Hampshire. It is the freest state in the Union. I think that there's more popular than it is in the rest of the country.
That's a relative statement, but that doesn't make it popular. There's a lot of problems in New Hampshire, big problems.
Oh, sure.
Our friend Adama was just convicted of so-called wiretapping for recording government workers on the phone while they're doing their government jobs. So there's some serious issues. But we've got the best chance to change this than anyone else because we have the Free State Project here, where over 1,000 people have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime, whether that's through civil disobedience, non-cooperation, creating media, doing street theater, whether it's running for political office, or going and testifying at some sort of political hearing, which I'm going to do tomorrow to try to change this insane wiretapping law. You can get together with people who get the ideas of freedom. Go to freestateproject.org, get active,
And get on up here, freestateproject.org, if you love liberty. Let's go to Tanya. She's listening in Wilmington, North Carolina, to the Big Talker FM. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, my son lives in a little neighborhood, just a little average neighborhood. He bought a bowler camper to restore. It's about 13 feet long, little tiny thing. Not even as big as a bathroom. And he has it behind the wooden fence. And he was in his living room the other day, and somebody rode up on a motorcycle. And he wondered what the guy was doing out there, walked outside, and the guy was standing on the motorcycle, peering over the fence with a camera, taking pictures of the bowler.
Oh,
he thought he might be interested in it, and he asked him what he was doing up there, and he said, well, the Homeowner Association decided that we need to see what you were doing behind that fence.
Wow.
He said,
little petty tyrants.
He said, you know it's against county ordinance to have another living quarters behind your house.
It's got to be against county ordinance to hang on somebody's privacy fence and take pictures.
I know. Well, you know, if you know what a bowler camper is, it's so tiny. It doesn't have a bathroom. It does have a sink and a stove,
mm-hmm.
and a cot in it. But it doesn't have a bathroom. You can't live in it. It's just for camping. And my son walked out, and he said, I don't know why you're up here on your motorcycle taking pictures. He said, I don't belong to the Homeowner Association. Didn't know you had a Homeowner Association. And if you'll take that helmet off, I'll show you how to get down off that motorcycle.
Wow.
But I just thought it was ridiculous for somebody to come in on your property, peer over your fence, to find out what you're doing in your yard.
It absolutely is.
But it doesn't surprise me in the least.
No, it doesn't. These homeowners associations are basically neighborhood Nazi groups where a bunch of control freaks who couldn't hack it in the government world decided to take control of their neighborhoods and attempt to micromanage their neighbors' lives, and it's disgusting. I have no interest in living in a place like that, and I'm sorry that he had to find out the hard way that those people exist. You know, they say good fences make good neighbors, but I guess that's not always the case when your neighbors are such busybodies that they're going to try to pierce the privacy of your fence.
Yeah, and it's a wooden privacy fence. You cannot see through it. You cannot see through it.
I moved into a neighborhood that didn't have a homeowners association, but what I found out later when I moved in is that it had a special zip code overlay. So it had these rules that I didn't have to sign, but that were different than, down a mile down the road where I had lived before. So, I mean,
government rules?
There were government rules. Yeah. The Homeowners Association had turned into a zip code overlay at some point because the Homeowners Association was so old, and they just turned these into laws and enforced them in that manner. So it's just one of these things where, people will say, the Homeowners Association, you knew you were getting into it. You signed a contract. Well, not always.
Not always. You don't know until somebody rides up on a motorcycle and starts taking pictures.
Tanya, thanks for sharing that story. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, one other thing about the cops and these teenagers who don't have anything to do, and that's the truth. They don't have anything to do, and that's why they get in trouble.
You mean like the ones that were chalking?
The chalking incident, I can't stand it. I mean, well, suppose they use spray paint. Would that help? Would that be better?
Well, then you'd actually have an instance of graffiti, right? Like, because spray paint actually... Yeah.
Chalk, we teach the children at school to write on the sidewalk of the school and with chalk, and it will wash off when it rains, or we can wash it off with a hose. But they practice their letters. They practice their writing. They do their drawing.
Sure.
They have something to do. You know, I can't see why these policemen have to find something to do.
It was late at night, and nobody likes the idea of young males out late at night, I guess is what it all boils down to, is from what I can tell. I don't know. I mean, it's just speculation on my part.
I don't, I don't know. And another thing, I talk about the little vegetable herb stuff you smoke. You know, if mm-hmm. they see, if they think that somebody might, some kids out, they might have some of that stuff, they're going to stop them. They're going to harass them. They're going to, it's really happened in our family.
Oh, it happens all the time. And Tanya, thanks for sharing your call.
You're a suspect as basically if you're, you know, if you're under the age of 21, you're a suspect, a marijuana suspect.
You're a suspect.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight, Tanya. Thank you for the story. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, she's absolutely right. And what a cute way to say cannabis.
Herb stuff.
Vegetable herb stuff. So 855-450-FREE. And, yeah, you know, her point about the kids not having anything to do, that's a really valid point. A lot of teenagers, you know, they don't have a job. And in some cases, now these guys were 17, they certainly could have had jobs, we don't know. But just because they're on the street on one night doesn't mean they don't have a job, right? You can have a job and get out for the night and go out and party with your friends. So, well, you know, being a teenager and having a job isn't necessarily going to stop people from chalking or getting
It's very difficult young people to have places to go and things to do.
Right.
Because they run them out of the parks. They can't go to the bars, clearly.
Yeah.
The bars that it's not profitable for a bar to, you know, just enter. Retain people from the ages of, you know, 16 to 21 because, you know, that's that element or whatever it is. So, it you know, it's difficult.
You know, in this case, when we were talking about the guys with the chalk, this was in Doylestown. Now, I don't know how far away Doylestown is from Philly. It is CBS Philly that did report on the story. But, you know, maybe they're not anywhere near a mall. I guess it's kind of a typical thing for teenagers
mall
to go hang out
at
a mall. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know,
what do you do?
When I was a young person, I stayed out till midnight. I mean, that was, 12:30 was my curfew. And, you know, I lived out so far that basically I had to leave at midnight, to leave town at midnight.
Luckily, at 17, I could hang out over at Rooster's house where I could get high and, you know, and have fun with them and, you know, kind of have a relatively.
Your parents let you hang out with someone named Rooster?
No, they had no idea I was there. They thought I was, like, out watching a movie or something.
Yeah. This is the problem. You know, you set your kids up for all kinds of problems when you get them into a situation where they got to lie to you.
No doubt about it. We're out of time for tonight. You can join us online between now and tomorrow night over at freetalklive.com. And, oh, by the way, if you were curious, I was. I went and looked up Bowler Camper. It's B-O-L-E-R, Bowler.
Yeah. It's a fiberglass camper, right?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a VW bus without the engine compartment,
basically. You can pull it with just about anything.
Yeah. All right, so see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.